Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Precious Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. I've got to read some material. I've got to make it quick because we got a lot to cover. Mr. Buddy, one of our dear brothers, sent this book to me some time ago. Title of the book is Setting the Record Straight, Letters from Cell Number 7 by Political Prisoner Urs Zundel. Now, you need to listen to this carefully because it's probably going to scare you, but you need to know just how far we've sunken into hardcore tyranny in all the West, the Jewish-controlled West, be it Canada, the United States, the UK, Germany. Okay, this is from the book I just read from you. We're going to this part of the introduction on page 7, and this is about Urs Zundel, the political prisoner. We covered him about the Holocaust just a week or two ago. Okay, here he is from from Urs Zundel's prison cell we're talking about. And actually, while I do this, we're going to go to Paul Fromm, who I found out who is intimately involved in the Urs Zundel case. So here we go. In his prison ordeal, Zundel is not allowed to hear the evidence against him, who the witnesses are, or even what the accusations are. This procedure, permitted by the Canadian anti-terrorist legislation, cancels the right under Anglo-Saxon common law of the defendant to know the charges against him, to face his accusers, and to challenge their evidence in order to make a full and complete defense. In the United States, the Constitution, that would be considered coming under, No, I'll come to me, not Posse Commentators. I'll come right back to that in just a second. Okay. It says, Canadian authorities allege that Zundel, while not personally violent, is a terrorist and supports serious acts of violence in Canada or abroad. Now, I'm going to switch to the very back of this book, the hardcover. Like Paul said, Brother Paul said a minute ago, like the salesman said, it gets even better. Okay, here we go. Zundel said this. This is what happened to him. The law under which I am held in here is a very complex, only recently updated law passed by the Canadian Parliament after the 9/11 terrorist attacks and their aftermath. The law allows a Canadian judge, I can only believe this. This is so draconian. The law allows a Canadian judge of the federal court to listen to secret witnesses. How the hell do you even know they even exist, folks? Secret witnesses is secret evidence. And look at documents. Listen to videos, audios, anything at all, anything from anybody. My attorney, or I, my be, this is referring to Urs Zundel, he's talking to his attorney, or I will not be told the names of these witnesses. And we cannot test the documents to see if they're forged, edited, or what have you. And I would even say if they even exist, if they're just imaginary, or what have you. Therefore, we cannot make intelligent submissions about these documents in my defense. The judge's decision, this is really chilling here, the judge's decision is final. I think they might call that a FISA court in the United States. I'm not sure. It cannot be appealed or reviewed by a higher court. Get this. It not even by the Supreme Court of Canada can review what this secret judge says about these secret documents, these secret witnesses. And I'd like to ask one more thing before we go back to Brother Paul. When Urs Zundel was right here in Tennessee, in East Tennessee, when he was accosted by law enforcement officials, the jackbooted thugs, and he was arrested on a trumped up charge of violating the Immigration and Natural Relations Services by failure to appear to a hearing, which was bogus. That's a bogus charge under American law. And I'll think of the term in a minute. When you're allowed to face your accusers, you're allowed to see the evidence. Habeas corpus is what I'm thinking of. habeas corpus says, the part of that habeas corpus says, you cannot, once you are apprehended in the United States of America, I don't care which state, which county, the officials are not allowed to remove you from that district before you have the right to go before a federal judge and put and plead your case to show, present evidence proving that you are not a criminal, that you are being apprehended under bogus charges. You have, in other words, you have your day in court before a federal judge. You just can't be called off anywhere. Well, get this, folks. That is enshrined in sacred law in the United States. Yet, a court clerk, not a, we're getting ready to go to Powell quickly. A court clerk, not even a judge, not even a lawyer said, no, we're not going to let the court see that. Well, Earth's lawyers went before the United States Sixth Circuit Court of Appeal, a very powerful federal court. The federal court never saw the document because, once again, the same stinking court clerk prevented that from happening. And I know you won't believe this, folks, but the court clerk was a Jew. So with that, for all you flag-saluting patriot people wrapping your patriotards, wrapping yourself in the American flag, we're going right back to Brother Paul. Go ahead, Brother Paul.
Well, yeah, that was a really a horrific case. There was they were trying to take away Ernst Sundel's landed status as an immigrant. He'd never become a citizen, but he was duly landed as an immigrant and had been since 1958 on the basis he was a threat to national security. So that's what this national security hearing was all about. And you're right that. Witnesses, secret witnesses, secret documents, etc., could be heard by the judge, and the defense would get a vague summary. Well, at long last, after a lot of agitation, we got the Canadian spy agency, the Security Intelligence Service, or CSIS. The judge said, well, they would be providing us with a witness who couldn't give a lot of specifics. But okay, so we're still fighting shadows, but we're examining this fellow. And he says that, well, Ernst Sundel's a terrorist. Well, not that he's committed any violence. Okay, so how does that make you a terrorist? Okay, so, well, what would be the proof? Well, and this was it, and I kid you not. He said, well, 15 years ago, Ernst Sundel attended a meeting in the United States where Dr. William Pierce, who headed the National Alliance, spoke. Okay. He agreed that Sundel never gave them any money, never joined or anything like that. So, okay, so he attended the meeting. Yeah. Well, Pierce wrote a book called The Turner Diaries. All right. I guess that's true. And Timothy McVeigh read the Turner Diaries, and that's why he did what he did to the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City. Well, that's debatable. There's a lot of people who say that he never read the Turner Diaries, but okay, so he read the Turner Diaries. Whose responsibility? I read a book. I've read the book, the Old Testament, that's filled with massacres and brutality and blah, blah, blah. I don't go out and massacre people, but, oh, okay. So Pierce wrote a book and McVeigh allegedly read it. So therefore, Ernst Sundel is a terrorist. What? I mean, Ernst Sundel had nothing to do with the Turner Diaries, had nothing to do with Timothy McVeigh. And that's the evidence? It was a joke. Not a joke. It wasn't funny, but... that's what the system can do when it wants to get rid of you. And it desperately wanted to get rid of Ernst Sundel. Sent him to Germany, where he was immediately snatched at the airport and charged under the same law that Monica's brother Alfred was and Monica was, which is, I think, section is 194 of the German Criminal Code.
Paragraph 130 of the German Criminal Code. And it's the same trial then in Germany at which Sylvia Stoltz was one of the lawyers on behalf of Ernst Zundel, and she was picked up physically, picked up by the, you know, the sheriffs in the court and taken out because she was continuing to defend Ernst Zundel there after the judge had told her, you must not say those things because saying those things are illegal. And yet she was speaking in the court, providing evidence and defense. So this whole thing is so far down, you know, in terms of Inquisition. If we want to talk about Inquisition, yes, these are the times.
Well, we'll come right back to that as soon as we get through with this. Come back from this little quick break right here, folks. Hang on, folks. We're really getting hot. Hang on. You don't want to miss anything else. Be right back.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
The Ennis 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, I feel possessed or obsessed. Or to tell you this quick story I told our dear audience, our dear family during the break. A long time ago, I used to listen to the dear, the precious Dr. Stanley Monteith, who had a show called Liberty, Radio Liberty, Radio Liberty, back 30 years ago. And he was telling me a story about how when Timothy McVeigh was executed, believe it or not, this hooks together what we're talking about. It's kind of a rabbit trail, but it goes back to where we want to go. When Timothy McVeigh was supposedly executed for blowing up the Twin Towers, by the way, another quick aside I'll tell you before we talk to Timothy McVeigh, the reason the Oklahoma City federal building, the Murrah federal building was picked, when the feds decided, when they wanted to figure out which one, which federal building they wanted to blow up, they wanted to blow it up to blame it on the militia, because the militia movement was getting really big. It was really growing. And that comes from straight from the mouth from William Colby, a.k.a. Bill Colby. He was the head of the CIA back in those days. And he had told that to a fellow I talked to, Senator John DeCamp. And they said that and they wanted to throw all this blame on the militia. They wanted to blame that blowing up the Murrah Federal Building on the militia. What the, you know, you may remember the Whitewater stuff that was going on with Clinton and his wife, with all the documents for Whitewater. That case was being prosecuted at the time. Guess where the documents were stored? The documents were stored in the Murrah Federal Building. But also, Another reason, the main reason they picked the Murrow Federal Building was, and you never guess in a thousand years, it was the only federal building that had a nursery. They had a nursery there. And so the powers that be, they wanted the American, the people of the world, to see the maximum carnage. What carnage would be greater than seeing arms and legs and eyeballs of precious babies being blown all to hell? That's why they picked that Murrow Federal Building. That was one of the big factors. Well, when they executed Timothy McVeigh, there was a lady who went to to see the execution. They allow that. You know, I don't know why, but a lady came on Dr. Stan's show, and she said this on the air: "I didn't know people kept breathing after they were dead." Well, every morning when this radio man would come start his radio show, he would play that over and over. I didn't, for the old lady saying, "I didn't know people kept breathing after they're dead." Well, Dr. Stan said that that's what got that radio man killed. So the reason I point this out, so Sister Nancy may want to start watching what she says. Anyway, because I blame everything on her. Well, anyway, I hope that didn't go too long. I thought that might be a little teaser to throw out there, because just show you this is how vicious the government is. Also, one little final thing. We had a congressman named James Traficant from Ohio who traveled to Israel to get this, supposedly he was a concentration camp guard. He had been extradited to Israel. James Traficant went over, and to the Israelis' credit, they let James Traficant bring the man back to the United States, but the Jews never forgot Traficant for doing that. They killed him. And James Traficant said that if he choked on a chicken bone in prison, you don't think it was him. When he's used that expression as a commit suicide. And I've already gone too long. So, but I hope I didn't go, hope that wasn't too scatterbrained, too far off a field, too much of a rabbit trail. But right back to you, Brother Paul. I hope I didn't get you distracted too far from the material. Go ahead, Brother Paul.
What you said there is very interesting. This Bill 63, though, is a real danger to free speech in Canada. And they will also set up a federal bureaucracy to try to lean on internet service providers like Facebook and Twitter and so on to remove hate, however that's defined. Oh yeah, well, one further thing: if a person believes that somebody else is likely to commit a hate crime against them, they can go before a judge, and the judge can hear them out. And if he agrees, he can then impose house arrest, travel restrictions, and an electronic bracelet, conditions like no possession of firearms, no alcohol, no drugs, and compulsory testing without notice. So if that condition was imposed on me, court official could show up at my door at midnight and demand that I stick out my arm and give blood. This is what used to be called preventative detention. A judge could go along with this just on the basis that I might commit a hate crime against this poor individual. This is just going to be a fantastic weapon for our political opponents to try to take down leaders or severely restrict them. You know, if you can't leave your house. I mean, the judge can impose, I think, for a year, really any restriction that he thinks is necessary. So it could be house arrest, which means you lose your job.
How do they explain this notion about they can just draw blood from you? I don't get that part. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, well, if one of your conditions is that you cannot consume drugs or alcohol, and which could be a condition. They could, I mean, to verify that, they can show up anytime they want to give you a little old test. And that with violent people, that is fairly a fairly common condition. I think it gets abused because it's not only imposed on people who have committed crimes due to the influence of drugs or alcohol. I mean, it's an incredible intrusion on human rights for somebody who's not convicted, has not been convicted of anything. This is the insanity of mm-hmm. this new law.
Wasn't there also something in this law that's preventative, like that they think you might in future think a certain thing or behave a certain thing? Isn't there something like that in there as well, like preventing a future crime?
I'm not sure. I think that's what I just mentioned was about. Imposing these conditions to I was
it
having.
Sounds like it sounds like these gun control advocates as well, whether they're going to arrest you and take your guns because you have a propensity, you might commit a crime.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So called orange flag laws.
I was at a unusual gathering last night. It was the Reality Based Women United, it's not quite as these are quite conservative anti-woke women. There were some interesting speakers. One of them was an athlete. I didn't quite get it. It's not exactly a weightlifter, but it's April Hutchinson from Alberta, Canada, and she complained several years ago that a transgendered person was in a competition for this. Let me see if I can get this right. Powerlifting. I don't know what that is, but it's something like weightlifting. Anyway, she complained that a transgendered person was competing, and her sports federation banned her for 2 years.
My God.
There were some interesting talks. But on our subject, a woman, she's a nurse, she was a nurse. Her name is Amy Hamm. She's from British Columbia. And her Nurses Federation suspended her license several years ago because she thinks that there are only two sexes, man and woman. And for that, for that bit of heresy, she was suspended. She's appealing that to the courts. But her message last night was really about Bill C-63. And she says, we are living in a culture that's hell-bent on silencing the voices of dissenting people. That we've got the state-funded media that does its bidding. Most of the Canadian media get handouts from the government, so with a few exceptions, they don't go too far away from the government line. And she went on to say that the Online Harms Act will criminalize speech, and
Paul,
we can be punished.
Go to another break. Hold that thought, if you will, Paul. We've got to go to a quick break, so don't forget where you are. People will be right back after this little break. Get your cup of coffee. It'll be a few minutes.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA News, I'm Laura Winters.
I got my usual warm reception from Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Fresh off the State of the Union, President Biden in Philadelphia Friday.
Folks, our freedoms really are on the ballot this November. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take away our freedoms. That's not an exaggeration. Well, guess what? We will not let him.
Reaction from the president's State of the Union speech Thursday night, Wisconsin Senator Republican Ron Johnson telling Fox News, it was a speech by an angry old man. If things are all that great, if everything is coming up roses, you would think he would be in a better mood. Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created. All the while, they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. We cannot take it any longer as a country.
In another interesting development out of the State of the Union event, ousted New York Congressman Republican George Santos in attendance. He writes on X that he's running for office again. Santos, like all former members who have not been convicted of a felony, has access to the House floor and was able to attend the president's speech. U.S. Capitol Police arresting a Gold Star father for heckling President Biden during the State of the Union. The man's son was a Marine killed along with 12 other service members in that suicide bombing during President Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan back in 2021. Officers leading the man out of the gallery, he was arrested for disrupting Congress. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the burger perfection flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Oh,
Well, Blood River Radio family, I sure appreciate you hanging out. I was looking down at the calendar, the clock, to see how much time we had left. But we've got still got some good time left, and I do believe that Sister Nancy, the AKA the bell cow, the beast of the bluegrass. Well, I mean, her nickname is evolving. It was the bluegrass buzzsaw, but now it's the bluegrass beast. The bluegrass beast bell cow. I think she has a question or two she wants to ask our dear brother Paul. Go ahead, beast of the bluegrass blue way.
Well, I'm sorry for that wacko introduction, but anyway, I have to put up with a lot from Eddie, and I am the bell cow.
Yes, you
anyway,
are.
We're glad to have you, Paul. I've repeated this before, but I want to have your take on this. I've been terribly, terribly distressed, upset, and concerned and worried and frustrated about this horrible genocide that is going on among the Palestinian people in Gaza. I don't understand how I don't understand the inhumanity of our paid and bought American politicians, but I do take joy in seeing them receiving a lot of protest. In fact, that no good bloody Biden, the reason he was late on Thursday for his so-called screed and screaming match was because there were a lot of protests, pro-Palestinian protests in D.C. Now, the mass media is not going to tell you much about that. But I made a little note here that says that this leftist Jew who's a CEO of ADL, he's a greenblatt, he said the Jews are worried. Well, my question is this. The whole wide world has finally awakened to the satanic, evil, horrible, cruel insanity of the Jewish people. And this may be the first time in our lives, and maybe since, well, I don't know, maybe since Adam and Eve or since the crucifixion of Christ, that people are finally are waking up and saying, you know what? The Jews are not our friends. The Jews are not our allies. But here's what concerns me. Our government is so corrupted and so controlled and paid for. My fear is this, and I think it's the handwriting is on the wall, that because there are a lot of people in the world and even in this country and the university students who have finally decided to protest against this genocide, my great fear is there is soon going to be a massive explosion somewhere killing a lot of Americans, and this is going to be blamed on the Arabs. Now, this will offset any sympathy that the sheeple in America have for the Arabs. This is what I see as handwriting for the future within the FBI, CIA. I believe they're already planning this. That will make the uneducated Americans basically say, oh my gosh, here's the real enemy. Look what they just did. They blew up something. These Arabs are no good. That's how I see that we are going to overcome this awakening that is going on today. I'll see what you think about that, Paul.
You know, you could be right. Certainly, one of the results of 9/11 was that the Arab cause, which attracted a fair deal of support. I remember not long before 9/11, there was a fairly widely circulated video of an Israeli soldier shooting a Palestinian teenager, I think. The soldier stood there with his rifle pointed at him, and I believe it was the father, was sort of cowering, waving his arms like, don't do it, and he just put raised his rifle and shot and killed the kid. That bothered a lot of people. You know, this just didn't seem right. And then along comes 9/11, and a lot of people took the view, it's the goddamn Arabs, you know, blow up the Middle East, we don't care. You know, so they were very, very open to doing something against Saddam Hussein, even though nobody, serious person, ever suggested Saddam Hussein had anything to do with it. But, you know, reason sometimes flies out the window. So, I mean, Nancy's hard to predict, but I would be very suspicious of something like that. Certainly, the Zionists are losing an awful lot of support. One of the people I know who's got his, you know, ear to the street, so to speak, he's, you know, he talks to a lot of people, meets a lot of people, says... a lot of people are really turning against the Zionists. One good reason is that they've done this song and dance since the Second World War. Oh, poor us! You know, we were so persecuted, and it was so terrible. That's why, you know, you've got to give us Israel. That's why you have to protect Israel. You know, we're the eternal victims, you know, and blah, 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 blah. That act, though, is wearing thin, especially when people can see, even in the, in the prostitute press, day after day, the abuse, I mean, the murder of the genocide of these people in Gaza. I mean, you see it with your own eyes, and you see, like a moonscape of buildings flattened, shells of buildings. I keep saying it looks like Berlin in 1945. Now, a lot of people might not remember Berlin for 1945, so it doesn't necessarily ring a bell of everybody. But it's terrible. What people see is, well, who's doing this? Well, the Zionists. It sort of becomes harder and harder to maintain the old poor us. Their cheering squad, certainly in the Canadian press, tries to do it, but just a lot of people are, many people are totally sympathetic to the idea of a ceasefire. You know, at least have a ceasefire so that we can get some aid to these people. Yeah, but, you know, of course, the Zionists don't want that. They want the killing to continue. But I really sense in the words of that old, I guess he wasn't a hippie, but I guess folk singer Bob Dylan, the times they are changing. I really sense that. And people with, as I say, with their ears to the street, who talk to a lot of people, say that the Jews and the Zionists are really losing public sympathy. Yeah, you know, they. That's a new reality. Biden is in a terrible fix. I mean, he's 110% for Israel, but he's got this problem of an important part of his third world base. Doesn't like it. Doesn't like what's going on, and you know the those who voted. I think it was uncommitted in Michigan and apparently some other primaries on Super Tuesday. That represents a real problem. These are people who might not necessarily vote for Trump, but what if they stay home? He's got a big problem. And, what does he do? Not that I would want to offer him any advice, but
his answer is give more money out. Hand out more money. That's the answer.
Well, yeah, okay, that might...
It works for me. I could use some money.
Yeah, that might work perfectly, but they've got problems.
You know, I'm just gonna let me read one little line. If people ask me, how come I think like I do, and I guess it would apply to you all. As well.
We're all trying to figure that out. Well, hey, with that, Bell, hey, the bluegrass beast bell cow, we'll come right back to you as soon as this break is over. Be right back, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, get this. The Holocaust is not a Jewish religion. It is a religion par excellence for Goyim. That was uttered by, I'm going to go right back to people right here, Israel Shamir, a noted Israeli journalist and courageous critic of the current Israeli government. He said that. I'll repeat that. And this is true. The Holocaust is not a Jewish religion. It is a religion par excellence for the Goyim, and I would add for the Southern Baptist Judeo-Christian Church. Nancy got me all out of whack. I forgot where we were. She's always making me look bad because I'm so bright and everything. No, but anyway, Sister Bellcow, I think you were talking before we went to the break. I have no clue. So I'll go back to you, and y'all can straighten me out.
That'll be impossible, but I just have one line to read. It has to do with people who probably wonder, how did we, meaning all of us and maybe some of the listeners as well, how do we get to having these thoughts that are irregular, maybe even illegal? I don't know. Here's where I think we get these thoughts. This was written by someone, I don't know who it is, looks like a Japanese man. He says, if you only read the books that everyone else is reading, you can only think what everyone else is thinking.
That's
and
great.
I believe that's why we have our own opinions, because we have been reading reading and studying books that not everybody else out there is reading. That's my take on it.
You know, what you're trying to say is 1,000 will be hacking at the branches of evil to one who's striking at the root.
That's us.
I think Blood River Radio, I think we're striking at the root. We got thousands out there hacking at the branches. But go ahead, since Brother Paul is the honored guest, what do you think about what Sister Nancy just said, Brother Paul?
Well, I think that's certainly partly right, that, we have read different books and perhaps met different people, but I think that many of us, though, develop some of these ideas even without reading books. You know, I think some of us are kind of critical thinkers. We don't necessarily go along with everything just because, it's what other people are saying. For instance, one of the things that I've got to be careful here because I live in a country that has a new state religion. It's not Christianity. It's not Islam or Buddhism. It's the Holocaust. And brothers and sisters, I must believe this stuff. I must believe this is the holy word. But anyway, a question I have, it doesn't mean I don't believe, but a question. Okay, we were told for a long time that 6 million died. And most of them, so 4 million of them died in Auschwitz, okay? And of that, four of those, 70% were Jews. Okay, which gives us, give or take, about 2,800,000 deaths. All right, about 30 years ago, with the fall of communism, they reduced the number of deaths in Auschwitz from 4 million to about 1. Okay, well, that would mean, even taking the 70%, that would mean only 700,000 rather than 2,800,000 died. Well, wouldn't the difference come off the 6 million figure? I mean, that's mathematics, it's grade school stuff. I've never seen that. That's something that conclusion you can come to without knowing anything special. Another thing that bothered me about this religion, and I don't want to say I don't believe, because brothers and sisters, I do believe. Even though it's crazy, one of the tenets of the new religion of Holocaust is that this was the greatest crime in history. The greatest crime. Okay. Now I understand greatest as being numbers. So if you've got a greater salary than I have, that means you earn $100,000 a year and I only earn $20,000. Okay. So numbers matter. All right. Let's just take the 20th century. Stalin and his Jewish commissars starved to death between 8 and 10 million Ukrainians in the whole of them. We're told that 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust. And I want to say, brothers and sisters, I do believe. Okay. But still, 10 is bigger than 6. 10 is bigger than 6.
Yes.
I've got a problem. How can the Holocaust be the greatest crime in all of history, or maybe the greatest crime of the 20th century? The numbers ain't there. And now, for instance, through starvation and other things, killed about 66 million of his countrymen. And as far as I know, and maybe I didn't have the benefit of new math, but 66 is bigger than 6. And I get all this without reading anything special. You know, a lot of people can think. A lot of people can. I know the Zionists are going absolutely stark as bananas over those figures Nancy was citing, that a considerable minority of the people under 34 either have never heard of the Holocaust or don't believe there was a Jesuit.
The Red Cross, which was allowed into the German camps, never came up with a million dead, as far as I know.
That's right. I'd like to read you one quick excerpt from The Secret Behind Communism by Dr. David Duke. I have this book, and it says that Jewish organizations, Jewish publications, Jewish media can say things that American and Canadian can't. This book here says, Israeli media reveals things that are hushed up for the rest of us. A major Israeli publication, Ynet News, disclosed the historical truth about Ginrich Yagoda. Ginrich Yagoda, it says, and this Jewish publication, Ynet News, says, we mustn't forget some of the greatest mass murderers of all time were Jewish. It goes on to say, Ginrich Yagoda was the greatest Jewish murderer of the 20th century, is responsible for the deaths of at least 10 million people. And that's just one Jew in the Gulag system. They killed many more, as you well know, folks. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there. Well, see, they can say that, but we can't. The Jews can say that. But anyway, back to you, Paul. I hope I didn't interrupt.
No, but that's an important point. We have been sold a story, you know, the so-called Holocaust, over the last, since it came out as a TV series, what, in the late 70s? And frankly, it doesn't hold up to much questioning. That's why it's got to be a religion. I've always felt, you know, there's nothing wrong with religion. It's just irrational. And there are different types of knowledge. And I can't prove to you logically the Holy Trinity. I can't prove to you that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And if I say, well, I'll quote the Bible, you say, well, I don't believe in the Bible. Prove it to me. Well, you can't. Religious knowledge is fake. I believe.
True.
You know, I believe Allah is the one true God, and Muhammad's his messenger. I mean, you either believe it or you don't. I don't believe it, but many people do. And that's what we're being forced to do with the Holocaust. Yet in Canada, in police states like Germany and Austria and some other places in Europe, you legally cannot question it. In other words, it's irrational, but you got to believe it. And that's why I say, brothers and sisters, I believe because I'm in Canada. I'm
That is an excellent point, Paul. That's it. You know what? Now, yeah, if you were like, you're absolutely right. But if you were like in Saudi Arabia or something like that, especially 7,500 years ago, if you didn't bow down to Islam, they off with your head. But even but even in Canada and especially in the United States, here in the South, what's called the Bible Belt. I mean, we're talking about major fanatics. I always point out the Southern Baptist. Which I'm a recovering Baptist, but they didn't cut your head off. But you know, I mean, they didn't put you in prison for it. But you will. But they will if you don't. If you don't, and I believe too, Paul. Just in case, they're gonna get me. I believe too. I believe I'm gonna get baptized tomorrow in Holocaustianity. But we might even start a new church, Holocaustianity. We can make Paul the chief rabbi of the Holocaustianity. Well, folks, it looks like we've run completely out of time. Anyway, it's been a wonderful, wonderful show. I hope I didn't have too much fun, but it's just we have such great people on. It's hard not to just relax, enjoy the love of people who are just connected to heart and love each other. But Paul, I would like to thank you so much for coming on, brother. Come on anytime you want to. We'd like to get you back on as soon as we can. Thank you so much, Sister Braveheart. And thank you, Sister Bellcow, the Bluegrass Beast Buzzsaw. Thank you so much. And dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for listening. And thank you, Little Lizzie, Miss Teenage America, for making this show go flawlessly. We'll tune in next week. I believe it'll be the 16th, same time, same place. And just keep on loving each other. Good night, everybody.